Well, what a great guest we got on the Juice Storm Radio podcast today. We've got Adam Todd. It's a blast from the past, a rave from the grave. Adam Todd was the founder of Racing Traders back in the day. He was also a futures trader on the London Financial Options and Futures Exchange in London, in Cannon Street. And he's going to be talking today about a new futures exchange that he's going to be launching in the early part of next year. And also, we're going to take a trip down memory lane. What do you reckon, Adam?
You're all right, mate. Sounds good to me. Yeah, rave from the grave. What are the...
I was trying to be a DJ, you know. When DJs come on the radio, they play an old song. It's like a rave from the grave, a blast from the...
Thoughts of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Fantastic. Ever so nice to have you on, Adam. And the last thing that I saw about you on the web was you on a handstand on a... blimey, I forgot my... A skateboard. On a skateboard.
Oh, yeah. Hurricane Irma in Miami. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it made the Mail. Yeah, it made a few other newspapers as well.
I got a Brazilian neighbour. He tells me I'm famous in Brazil. Apparently, it was all over the television in Brazil too. You know, so that was a bit of fun. It was everyone cleared out for the hurricane, and there was nobody left except a few of us. And you know, you get a nice wind behind you. You can go like 200 yards on a skateboard on your hands.
Yeah.
So, you know.
you were going pretty well, I remember, on that video. You really were. Yeah. So, let's have a look back at the old days. I mean, you were one of the first traders on Betfair. You recognised the potential for it, and so you went off and created your own software. Tell us a little bit about your background in the early days of Betfair, please, Adam.
Yeah, sure. Well, Betfair trading for me was great. It was like a life changer. It mattered, you know, I could travel the world, and basically all I needed was internet cafes and Starbucks, and that's what I was doing. I was just trading on Betfair. That's what got me to Miami. You know, Miami was just another stop along the way. I was working out of Starbucks cafes here and then got an apartment and just never really left. So, yeah, Betfair trading for me was just a real nice way to live. And a lot of it was very short-term trading, you know, trading on the horse races just before the off. Yep. So I just had this idea to develop a one-click ladder trading interface so that I personally could just place my bets quicker.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just showed a few people and I made a video of it and it became really popular. And then I figured, you know, I'm going to make more money selling BetTrader than actually using it myself. So it just kind of accidentally morphed into a business. I never really had the idea of starting it as a software company. It just kind of happened that way.
I mean, I was an original user of BetTrader, as you know. And of course, it was built in Flash, wasn't it?
Yeah, version one was real fucking dodgy. It was, there was some major problems with version one, but it worked, you know, as long as you knew how to use it. If you couldn't ever let a race go in play, then the whole thing would freeze up and you had to close it down and start again. But as long as you didn't do that, it actually worked race to race.
Yeah.
But yeah, Flash probably wasn't the best decision looking back.
I loved it. It was superb. And now, of course, juicestorm.com, you know, you came on the old radio shows, and indeed you even hosted a few when I went on my Asia tour.
Uh-huh, yeah. This is years ago, right?
It was. But I think it's about over nine years ago, I think, when you were actually hosting the shows on Juicestorm.
I remember in Malta. I remember going around to Lee's place, banging on his door, trying to get him up because he'd been drinking the night before. Yeah. You know, we got like 5 minutes before the show's about to start. Yeah, it was fun.
Now, you were trading professionally on Betfair for what, 7, 8 years?
Yeah, something like that. Probably like 6 or 7 years. But yeah, I mean, I had a good run. I think my longest run was, you know, full-time trading. I once went 8 months without a losing day. and I was winning like 9 out of 10 races doing that.
Oh, I mean.
So it was a pretty cushy life, you know. It was a pretty nice way to live, just in your boxer shorts, doing 3-4 hours work every morning. Because in Miami, the racing was on in the morning because I'm 5 hours behind.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd finish work around midday and then be free. So, yeah, it was great.
240 consecutive winning days that was then, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, that was my longest run. I would usually go like 50, 60, 70 days without a losing day. But my longest, I remember working it out, my longest one, I think, was something like 241 consecutive winning days.
Yeah, fantastic. So. And you knew nothing about horse racing and you never watched any races, I seem to remember.
Yeah, yeah, I think that actually was the reason I was winning so much, because I wasn't interested in horse racing. I didn't know one end of a horse from another. I didn't read form books. You know, I wasn't influenced by what horse I might think might win the race or might not win the race. It was just pure maths thing, you know. 10 minutes before the race, I'm looking at the money coming in on the favorite and I'm just laying it and backing it according to which way I think it's going to go in the next 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So just completely removed from the, you know, the underlying instrument was horse racing, but I just removed myself from that and just focused on the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these days, obviously, it's a little bit different, but over your career, you would say, what, 9 out of 10 races you made a profit?
Yeah, that started to tail off. It got harder and harder as more people got involved. But in the heyday, you know, that was the best I was doing, put it that way.
Yeah, okay. Now, I know that you were working out of the Easy Internet Cafe for a while on Las Ramblas when I was in Barcelona as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Well, we never bumped into each other. Now, what I want to talk to you about in a little bit of detail, it's lovely to have that trip down memory lane. I want to talk to you in quite a lot of detail, actually, about Digitex and the Digitex Futures Exchange. How did this idea come about, please, Adam?
Well, I just, you know, I've been a short-term trader for a long time. The futures trading, I was a scalper. Betfair trading, I was a scalper. I just always just had this idea that a commission-free exchange would just be a great thing, you know, because commissions are just such a killer.
Yep.
So I've always just had that in the back of my mind. And then, you know, I got into cryptocurrencies the last few years, saw Ethereum come up. Or the potential of what you can do with Ethereum, and it just, you know, like all ideas, it just developed slowly, and I realized that cryptocurrency and the blockchain could provide tools that allow us to run a futures exchange that can run with no commissions at all and actually still pay the bills.
Okay.
You know, so it just kind of morphed from my interest in cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. It just kind of developed itself, you know, over the last year.
Okay, so how can there be no transaction fees on any trades on Digitex, on the Digitex Futures Exchange?
Well, in a nutshell, the way it is the Futures Exchange has three futures contracts. You can buy and sell futures contracts on Bitcoin against the dollar, Ethereum against the dollar, or Litecoin against the dollar. Mm-hmm. But your account balance on the Digitex Futures Exchange is denominated in our own cryptocurrency, in the Digitex token. And it's the use of that native currency of the exchange that allows us to do it, because that currency is in demand from traders who want to use the exchange, who want to trade commission free. And because of that demand for the Digitex token, the exchange can mint a small number of new tokens each year to cover the costs of operating the edge, you know, paying for the servers, paying for developers, that kind of thing. And you can only really do that because you've got control of the currency. You're like the, you know, the central bank of the exchange. And you haven't been able to do that up until, you know, 2015 is the only real time where you've been able to do something like that. But that, in a nutshell, is how it is, how it's done. It's the exchange has its own native currency, and we mint a small number of new tokens each year to cover the costs. And by doing that, we can run the whole exchange commission-free.
Sounds superb. So you're going to get in and out of trades really, really quickly then, yeah?
Exactly. You know, you can run around like a maniac, buying it and selling it, trying to make a single tick here, you know, scratch trades, lose a tick, without worrying about how many trades you're going to rack up. And, you know, that's going to encourage it. You know, it's basically scratched my own itch. You know, that I built something that would work for the way I like to trade, which is very short term, just running around, don't know really much about what you're trading on, just trying to steal ticks here and there. That's just the way I've always traded. And so I think the Digitex Futures Exchange is going to encourage that kind of trading, just because the more you trade, the better off you get it. You know, the better off you are. You're getting the most value out of the exchange by trading the most.
Yeah, I've got it. Now, Bitcoin price is hugely volatile. There are going to be trading opportunities. Is it a genuine opportunity for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, or is it just sort of Monday to Friday?
No, that's the beauty of it. It is literally 24/7, and it never stops moving. It's ridiculous. There's, you know, that on Betfair, you've got to wait for the racing to start, and you've got that 3-4 hour window. And, you know, some of the races are pretty quiet, and it's, you know, you've got maybe an hour or 2 hours of actual activity. Bitcoin never sleeps and it never stops. It's permanently volatile. It's great. It really is great. And with Bitcoin trading, you don't have the problem of, you know, you take the bet right up to the off and then your internet goes down for 30 seconds and you're stuck holding a huge bet and, that, you know, you're just wiped out. With Bitcoin futures trading, you don't have that problem. So it's always around, it's 24/7, and you don't have that big risk, that big thing in the background where you might blow your whole bank.
Yeah, I understand. Now, in my market, in my main market, that's on the currency exchange, institutional traders can trade exactly as you say, 24/7. But the thing about it is that retail traders can't. And at the weekends, the spread on all the currencies, even euro dollar, becomes enormous. I mean, what happens at the weekend if you want to trade Bitcoin on the Digitex Futures Exchange?
It really doesn't change. It literally doesn't change. You can be on 3 o'clock Sunday morning and it's just the same as, you know, 2 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon. I think because most people trading Bitcoin right now are individuals, you know, that it's not an institutional game yet. So, And it's worldwide. I mean, you just take a look at it any time, day or night, and you will see there's no difference. It's always moving. It's always active. There's always trading opportunities, especially when you're only trying to steal a few ticks. Those trading opportunities are around all the time. You know, you're not going for the big moves. And it literally never stops. 24/7, it's moving. It's busy.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, I've looked at the trading interface, the ladder, and of course, it's very similar to BetTrader, and of course, what everybody else adopted, because of course, your ladder, your trading ladder, was adopted. We were the first, Racing Traders was the first with the ladder, and then all the other software copied that ladder. The ladder that you're using, I mean, you know, anybody that uses BetTrader or any other software that is used for Betfair or BetDAQ or Matchbook or whatever, all, you know, they'll take to it like a duck to water because it's so similar.
Exactly. And it is so much fun too. It's just like Betfair trading, but it's better. That's why I love it so much. You know, I traded Betfair for years and this is just more fun. It's 24/7, it never stops, and there's no commissions to pay. So it's just fun. The ladder I've made for the Bitcoin price, I've got a $5 tick size, so that even though the Bitcoin price is volatile, it stays nicely on the page. You know, the price doesn't keep flying off the top of the page or bottom of the page. So you can actually scalp it without, you know, on a one-click ladder interface without it flying off the page. So that's just one little thing about Bitcoin there. We got that big tick size. But yeah, Betfair traders are going to love it. It's kind of built for the, you know, the sports trader who just doesn't really care that much what he's trading on. He just wants something that's moving and is liquid.
Okay. Now, let me just check I've got a good handle on this. I mean, what it's all about is Digitex replaces the transaction fees on trades by creating and selling Digitex tokens each year. Is that right?
Yeah. The thing you've got to know about the Digitex Futures Exchange is that your account balance on the exchange is denominated in Digitex tokens. So your trading profits and losses are denominated in Digitex tokens. And, you know, the margins you've got to put down in order to enter a trade are payable in Digitex tokens. So to do anything on the futures exchange, you have to have a balance of Digitex tokens. So that means as thousands of traders come into the exchange wanting to trade, you know, for free, then that's going to create a demand for the Digitex token. And the exchange can just create a small number of new tokens each year, an extra 1 or 2% supply, and sell those into the market and generate revenue that way to pay for the costs of the exchange.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, coming across my screen this week, I think, actually, there was a Bitcoin futures exchange that was launched somewhere else. The name escapes me right now. Do you know what I'm talking about? And if so, how does that compare to Digitex?
Yeah, the world's going crazy for Bitcoin futures right now. You've got the CBOE, and next week you've got the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
That was the one.
Yeah, I mean, they're just the biggest exchange in the world. They're launching Bitcoin futures. I think it's on the 17th, so in a few days. And that's great, you know, for Bitcoin, that's great. It's bringing Bitcoin into the mainstream. It's going to allow the institutional investors and pension funds and all those people to get involved in Bitcoin. But, you know, it's the CME. It's not for the average punter. You know, you've got to put 50 grand in to start trading. You've got to pay $10 a round turn to buy and sell contracts. You know, Digitex is for the guy who wants to put in 200 quid and trade away for a few hours and make 50 quid. You know, CME doesn't want those people. The CME is, you know, it's a great contract. It's a great exchange. And it's great that it's bringing Bitcoin into the mainstream, but it's for the institutions, and Digitex is for, you know, for us.
For retail traders, really, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. The small traders that just can't get involved in CME. You know, it's just too expensive. There's just too much regulation, KYC, all that stuff. You got to put in a lot of money to get going on there.
Yeah, I remember the old days. If you wanted to trade on the floor there, have a space or a seat on the floor there, I think you had to spend $500,000 US or something to get a
Yeah. When I was a pit trader in London, my seat lease, I didn't buy a seat. I had to lease one. And that was £1,000 a week just for the seat lease. And you're paying commissions on top of that. The commissions were really cheap. But, you know, when you're an active trader, even the commissions add up. But, yeah, to trade futures on something like the CME is, you know, it's not a cheap undertaking. So Bitcoin, you know, Digitex is like the poor man's futures exchange, you know. It's for...
Okay. Now, the tick value of a Bitcoin futures contract, am I right in thinking that's one Digitex token, yeah?
Yeah. All your profits and all the tick values are in Digitex tokens. So your profits and losses. So even though you're gambling on the price of Bitcoin against the dollar, you're making and losing Digitex tokens.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. Now, in terms of people coming on board, I mean, obviously you've got to get these tokens sold. People have to use the tokens to be able to trade. I know you've got a loose date in mind as to when you're going to make this available. Is that got any nearer being firmed up now?
Yeah, January the 15th is when we're going to start the Digitex token sale. That's when the initial supply of 1 billion Digitex tokens gets created, and then 200 million of those get given to the automated market makers so that the markets will be liquid from day one, and those market makers just break even. And then 700 million of those Digitex tokens get sold to the public at a price of 1 cent per token.
And the only, how can I describe this? The the only company, because it's not going to be individuals doing this like in the old days with Bitcoin where you'd mine your own coins, but the only new input of coins into the into Digitex will be by Digitex in order to pay for the costs of running the exchange. Is that right?
Yes, but the basically the new token issuance system, which decides how many new tokens to create, is going to be under the control of all Digitex token owners through a voting system. So
fantastic. How would that work?
Well, it's called decentralized governance by blockchain. Basically, every one Digitex token you own gives you one vote. So we put in, you know, proposals for how many tokens we're going to create and launch and sell them at what price, and then people vote yes or no on that proposal by using their Digitex. So you don't have to spend your tokens to vote. You just have to have them, and the more you've got, the more weight your vote carries. And so the community of people that already own the Digitex token are the ones that decide on the rate of new token issuance. So it's for them to determine, you know, all right, if we create these few, if we create 10 million extra tokens this year to raise $1 million to cover the cost of the exchange for the next year, then on a billion total supply, that's a 1% inflation rate. So, okay, the price will drop by 1%. But by doing that, we've created, you know, we've supported the exchange for another year, which provides huge demand for Digitex tokens, which will go up probably more than 1%. So it's just a balancing act between how many new tokens to issue compared with the benefit you get from doing that.
Yeah, I understand. Now, as I see it, you've got two huge opportunities, not just the one via trading. That is a, that's a tremendous opportunity in its own right. But the second opportunity here is seeing the growth in value of your Digitex tokens over the weeks, months,
exactly,
years ahead. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Let's use an example. I don't know. Let's say we've got an average trader that decides to pop in 1,000 US. Okay, so they get 100,000 Digitex tokens for that, would they?
Yeah, yeah. 1 cent per token, you would get 100,000 Digitex tokens.
Okay, and then let's say that it goes up to, I don't know, $1. So their value then has multiplied 100-fold. So their 1,000 US dollars, denominated in Digitex tokens, has now become worth 100,000 US dollars. And that's before they've done any trading. Is that right?
Yeah, because we're starting off the token at 1 cent. I mean, you can't really get it much cheaper than that. You know, it's a token that is going to have real world utility, and people are going to want it because you can trade futures contracts for free with it on the futures exchange. So it's going to go, I mean, I would say this obviously, but it is going to go up in value as the exchange comes to, as it gets launched and then it starts to get busier and busier. Demand for Digitex tokens will drive its price up. You know, cryptocurrencies are going crazy right now. Bitcoin used to be less than 1 cent. Ethereum was, you know, less than a cent. Look at the price of those tokens now. This is a, you know, the Digitex token is a cryptocurrency that's got, you know, a real utility. And what price could the Digitex token go up to? I don't know. It could go up to 10 cents. It could go up to a dollar. It could go up to $5. Who knows? But yeah, there's huge potential for a return on your money when you're buying something for 1 cent.
Yeah, superb. So really, I mean, Digitex, it's an opportunity to buy a new cryptocurrency at its rock bottom.
Right. You've missed Bitcoin. You've missed Ethereum, you know, but that's fine. Now you're just getting into it. You're trying to figure out what's all this cryptocurrency stuff everyone's talking about. Well, this is it. And Digitex is just an opportunity to get into one of those, you know, new cryptocurrencies at rock bottom price at its very conception. And really, as long as we don't fuck up the futures exchange, the only way is up. You know, it's going to go up in value as demand for that token increases. And in the crypto world right now, demand for tokens is increasing all the time, especially if the, you know, the product, the futures exchange is good. If it's fast, it's stable, it's secure, that, you know, that's nice user interface, nice one-click trading, it's going to be popular, and that's going to drive the price of Digitex tokens up high.
Yeah. Now, we touched on, and my memory's not what it was, I'm getting on, you know, these days, but we touched on a few weeks ago talking about Ethereum, and I seem to remember that there was some sort of relationship that Digitex will have with Ethereum. Have I totally gone bonkers, or am I right on that?
No, that's right. The what the Ethereum blockchain helps you do, one of the many things you can do with Ethereum, Ethereum's like Bitcoin, but just a better version. It's just got a more advanced blockchain that you can run code on, but basically a version of Bitcoin, you know. And Ethereum allows you to create your own cryptocurrencies using their blockchain, so you don't have to develop the core infrastructure. So the Digitex token will actually be an Ethereum-based token. So completely safe, very secure. And another big advantage of doing this, and with us, you know, with the Digitex Futures Exchange, is that your account balance, you're never going to have to trust the Digitex Futures Exchange with your money. You're never going to have to trust me with giving me your account balance so you can trade, and then you hope that you'll get it back when you try and withdraw it. With using the Ethereum blockchain, we're putting your account balance into an independent smart contract on the Ethereum blockchain, and that holds your account balance, not the exchange. So you can trade on the exchange with no commissions, but you also have to trust us with your money. That we can't take your money. We don't have physical possession of it. And that's another advantage of it being Ethereum-based.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, you know, there are some classic cases where Bitcoin exchanges have run off with people's money, haven't they? I mean,
they either run off with it, or they get hacked, or authorities can come in and say, you know, freeze that money there. You know, all these problems that can come from physical possession of money, we don't want that at Digitex. You know, we actually don't want your money, because then we're a hacking target. You know, with Digitex, your money sits in an independent smart contract, and we don't have physical possession of it. So you can hack us all you want. If you get in, there's nothing to steal. And that's the way I prefer it. You know, I don't want the responsibility of that money anyway. So it's just a much better system. It gives the users more peace of mind, but it makes the exchange, you know, not a target for hackers.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I can see, it's as honest, transparent, and secure as it possibly can be.
That's what we're trying to get, because, you know, if people feel safe and secure about it, they're going to use it.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely superb. Now, let's say we've got some new guys listening to this. They may be trading on Betfair now. They might have experience, as a lot of our JuiceStorm Trading Room subscribers do have interest in other financial markets. I mean, if somebody was coming in to this, they've got a bit of experience on BetTrader, I think they're going to run with being able to use the platform to trade pretty easily. What would you say would be a good starting point to drop into Digitex?
You know, I mean, I would, like the example you gave before, $1,000 US. I mean, that's the perfect amount of money. If you actually want to make something decent, you want to have a chance of making $100, $200, you know, if you've got $1,000 in there, you can do that reasonably. You know, obviously more is better, but less is fine too. If you want to play around with $200 or $100, it's, you know, it's really fine. But I would say the sweet spot, you know, would be like $1,000, $2,000. I remember I used to keep my Betfair trading account at £3,000. That was like it would go up to $4,000 and $5,000, but really I never had it above that. There was really no need for it to be above that to be making, you know, that £200-300 a day level consistently. So, you know, $1,000-$2,000 is really all you need.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, I'm going to be one of the first traders on Digitex when it launches. Am I right in thinking that it's going to be browser-based?
Yeah, it's all browser based. The software that we're using to build is, it's going to be built in Elixir, which compiles to Erlang, which is just a bulletproof.
Adam, can I just interrupt you, because I think you're moving your phone around a bit and sometimes it's muffling you. It's happened a couple of times, but
sorry mate. I'll try. Okay.
Just cover that last bit again, yeah?
Right, yeah. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the language that it's written in. It's written in Elixir. It's going to be very stable, very solid. It compiles into Erlang, which is the programming language that powers 70% of the world's telecommunications. So it's very concurrent. It handles a lot of people at the same time very well. So, yeah, it will be completely browser-based, but very stable. All real-time updates. Obviously, you don't need to refresh the page ever. It's going to be a real night. And the guy that's building it, who's actually writing the software, is the guy who developed that programming language. So, I mean, he's just he's like a brain in a jar kind of guy. He's just super, super smart, total genius. So the software itself is going to be sound. And that is really what is going to be so important. You know, if the exchange is fast and secure and stable, you know, it's commission free and you don't have to trust the exchange with your account balance. So it's going to be popular and that's going to drive up the price of Digitex tokens.
Excellent. Now, let's talk about leverage. Is there any?
Yeah, there's a bunch. We're going to have to keep an eye on it because the prices are so volatile right now. But yeah, we're going to be going for the 1% leverage thing. So you're going to be able to really make a bunch of money or lose a bunch of money very fast if you want to. You don't have to use the full leverage, you know. You can decide the amount of leverage you use on your trading bank, but we're going to give you the option of, you know, up to 1% if you want.
So that's 100-to-1 leverage then, yeah?
Yeah. You can get in some real trouble with 100-to-1 leverage. You want to be careful, but a relatively small movement, you can double your bank. And just on the flip side of that, a relatively small movement, you can wipe out your whole trading bank. The option will be there for you to do that if you want.
I mean, as far as I know, and I must admit that I have not traded any cryptocurrency yet. Yours will be the first, but I have, you know, sort of kept my finger on the pulse, if you like, and on exchanges that are trading Bitcoin directly, the highest leverage I've noticed, and somebody in the Juicestorm trading room actually said, well, you'll never get that, but they did quote it as available, and that was 20 to 1. So obviously 100-to-1, hugely advantageous, but leverage can work for you as well as against you, obviously.
Yeah, you got to be careful with it, and like I say, it's something we're going to keep an eye out on. You know, when things are really volatile, if you know one move is all of a sudden 1% and that becomes normal, then we would have to assess that, you know. So we would just have to keep an eye on it because it can be dangerous doing 1%. But we would like to give that option for, you know, because like I say, this is a lot of the traders on Digitex, they're not the institutions, they're not the professional traders. A lot of them are just, you know, they want to put in $100, $200 and just have some fun, press some buttons and, you know, gamble away. And they're going to want that higher leverage, whereas the more serious guys that just want to chip away and actually make consistent money, they're not going to want that leverage. So we just want to provide for everybody, really.
Yep, fantastic. Well, the date for your diaries, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, that's the 15th of January. And I think if you just go to digitexfutures.com, then you'll be able to subscribe from that page. Would I be right on that, Adam?
Yeah, sure. You'll get on the email list there and I'll send you a bunch of stuff as we lead up to the January 15th date. We're going to have some, you know, early bonuses there. If you get in early, you'll get like 20% extra tokens or something like that. I've not figured that part out for sure yet, but it's going to be something like that. So, yeah, keep an eye on your emails. Keep the date of January the 15th ready. And when that rolls around, buy yourself a few Digitex tokens and come along for the ride.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. I mean, also, everybody that's listening, if you haven't already, I would imagine the majority of our listeners have already subscribed to the Jewstorm newsletter, which is below this podcast. If you haven't already, then do please do so. Subscribe now to the Jewstorm newsletter, because cryptocurrency, well, specifically, actually, the Digitex Futures Exchange is going to become a regular feature on the Jewstorm trading and betting news website. So get yourself on the list if you haven't already. And I would dare say that we'll have some special deals coming up for you as well, if I'm able to twist Adam's arm. I haven't asked you about those yet, Adam.
I'm sure we'll figure something out, yeah.
Okay, mate. Look, it's been really entertaining. Now, I've tried to cover this in as much detail as I'm able. Is there anything that you want to get across, a message that you want to get across, or anything that you think I haven't covered in as much detail as you think I should have?
No, I think you did a great job there, John. I mean, we touched on just the basic points of it. It's just, you know, it's commission-free. It's, you don't have to trust the exchange with your money. It never sleeps. It's always moving. It's just a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's really got me excited. Like I said, I was, you know, full-time Betfair trader, and I discovered cryptocurrencies, and this is just so much fun. It really, you know, I'm all in on this. It's just a lot of fun. The potential is unbelievable. You've seen what's happened to the prices this year. 2018 is going to be just as crazy. You know, your listeners, they're hearing about cryptocurrency now, Bitcoin. They know they've got to do something now. This is just a great opportunity, you know, to get in on the ground floor of a brand new cryptocurrency. And it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be a wild ride, and it's going to be very profitable, I think.
Fantastic. And profitable in two ways, of course, from the growth in the price of Digitex tokens, and of course, when you make the right trades on Digitex and you get it right, you're going to be making money.
That's right. There's no edge against you. On the futures exchange, there's literally no edge against you. You know, the commissions aren't always chipping away at you. And those, you know, commissions, even small commissions, you'd be amazed how fast they rack up. You know, and to be able to trade with no edge working against you, there's no reason why you should lose. I mean, there's no reason why you should win, you know, but there's no reason why you should lose. So it really is a proper test of skill. It's a game of skill, you know, you against the other traders. And there's no reason why you can't come out ahead consistently.
And we've got leverage as well, something that, of course, Betfair can't offer, but a tremendous right. opportunity all around. Adam, thanks ever so much for coming on today. We'll have to do it again very, very soon, and perhaps less than 10 years next time, yeah?
Yeah, sounds good. It's been a pleasure, mate. It's good to catch up with you again.
Oh, it's been fantastic, mate. Thanks ever so much. That was Adam Todd, the founder of Racing Traders, now the CEO and founder of the Digitex Futures Exchange. I'm in. Hopefully you are. That's it for another podcast from Jewstorm Radio. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.